This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
What are you laughing at?
That's still one of the greatest liners.
It's one of the top five.
Definitely.
No.
Okay.
No, it is. It's awesome. But it sits up there with a couple, you know, which we've said.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's I might have to put Terry in the top five.
Yeah. Of the top five, I think I've gotten all of them.
Nah, I think I got a Macho Man somewhere.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard the Macho Man one.
We haven't heard that. The Deontay Wilder one is pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's good.
So
yeah, Deontay. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
I think the liners would fall into the same thing as the Mount Rushmore of wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, how do you really? I have a Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey from the Eagles.
Oh, not, I thought you meant Dan Frey.
Not Carson Don Frey. Wentz Don Frey. Or any of those guys about, that played for the Eagles.
What about Don Frey?
Yeah. You trying to back me into a corner so I tag him out?
But it's funny, like you're talking
about the judge.
Which one?
Your Honor, Judge Platinum.
I love him. I mean, you're talking about how this 14th fight seems like it flew by. But back in the day, let's remember, this was a sport that started where people fought 3, 4, 5 times in a night.
Yeah.
In a night.
Right. Well, and some people posted that, you know, a couple, I think it was Mark Coleman, when they said how, I think it was Israel, the fastest one to 14. And he's like, what?
Right.
I had 14 wins in a year.
Right.
No, I wasn't implying, because I think Mike thought I was implying it was easy. I was just saying how quick time has flown.
Sure.
I mean, literally, and I looked it up. When we ran across each other, when he came to beat my arse in Nashville, that was his third fight, I believe, was that weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
And I believe this weekend will be his 14th.
Yeah, for sure.
So it does fly.
Well, I was watching, you know, the Fight Pass on Stream TV this week, and they had Tank Abbott, and they were talking about the strategy about how he came out and he didn't expend a lot of energy in the first fight.
What have I always said about Tank Abbott?
Save time and energy.
What have I always said about Tank Abbott? He's one of my favorite fighters to ever watch fight.
For sure.
Because it's the most exciting 20 seconds you'll see.
And I always remembered him as like a rock'em sock'em robot guy.
Yeah.
But he actually was on the ground and pound. He like drugged the guy to the cage and like stacked him. And I mean, he actually had some groundwork.
What'd you think about Kevin Hackney back in the day?
Who? Look, I'm just now learning about this sport. I'm a new fan.
Kevin Hackney was very controversial.
Okay.
Because he is the one with the numerous groin strikes.
Oh.
And from what I understand, when he went back in the locker room, there were some boys that were not happy with him. Okay. But it was legal.
Right.
How can you be upset with somebody for doing something that's legal?
Right. Tagging out an 8-year-old at home plate.
I don't care if he's 5.
Legal.
Illegal.
I mean, I get it. I
do like Your Honor Platinum Pair. What are you going to call him? Judge Platinum? That's Judge Platinum.
Judge Platinum.
So I do like that Judge Platinum did kind of say some responsibility fell on the left fielder, fell on the batter.
He said it was a team effort.
Right.
There's a lot of team. So a lot of people.
But this is both teams because the batter's on the other team.
Because the left fielder threw an intentional home strike.
Yeah.
To the catcher.
Right.
He intended to throw the kid out.
Exactly.
Otherwise, he would have rolled it back into the shortstop. And like, you know.
I may reach out to see if the player who said that to get off the tracks when the train's coming through, I may reach out to him to see if he'll come on and talk about it next week.
Oh, that'd be cool. I love have him bring a chittery board or whatever they call those, like, those meat and cheese things he does.
No. I don't think he owns a restaurant.
He does. I don't think it's I think it's a no, it's no, on Gandy.
No. The guy who said the player who said you better get off the tracks when this train is coming through is not the person whose son I tagged out.
Oh.
What I'm saying is the player, former player who had the double,
right?
Then he went and sat on the bench so that his son could run was different from the defensive player. That was
meat and cheese boards.
was saying he was going to run me over.
I gotcha.
And he would have.
He's a big boy. Still is.
You don't know who I'm even talking about. But you only know who the father of the kid I tagged out. Well, not the player.
Who's the other player?
I'm not. If he wants to come on and talk about it next week,
what?
You will know.
He's still local, I assume.
In today's world, you don't have to be local.
Well, you can't be with the COVID.
Right.
Nobody can be local.
Because if you catch COVID, you could die.
I guess. Or you'd be thrown out at home.
You're not allowed.
Which is worse, dying from COVID or getting crucified at the plate?
Well, obviously, dying is worse. And who's getting crucified at the plate, me or the runner?
Both. Sadly, Judge Platinum was not on your side.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell him that the kid started to cry either.
Oh, that's pulling on the heartstrings.
It hurt. No, it did.
You saw the kid, he started crying?
Of course he did.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't a brutal tag.
You're a monster.
It wasn't a brutal tag.
You're a monster.
I will find the photo. I have the photo on my computer somewhere.
You're a monster.
And you can see how delicately I tagged him out.
Send me the photo. We'll put it on Facebook.
I think I put it on before.
We'll have a poll. We'll be like, and see how people react.
Should I reach out to the dad first to see if it's okay to put it? The kid is probably
30.
I don't know how old he is, but I'll bet you he's a lot taller than me, a lot stronger than me, a lot faster than me, and his punches will hurt a lot harder than
mine. That's never stopped you from, like,
oh, I know,
being you.
I didn't do anything wrong. I still don't think there's
any. But Mike Perry was correct in the fact that he does fight taller, longer guys like Nicholson, yes. Like, you know, Spartan. He trains with those guys, and, you know, so well, it's interesting to see those guys come together and who you train with to learn different things,
sure.
So can advance in your career.
You know, that was one of the problems back in the day with former Tampa Bay Buccaneer number one draft pick, Dana's pick to be the next face of the UFC, Marcus Jones. Marcus didn't want to go train elsewhere. Marcus felt, and a lot of people feel this way, that it's disrespectful to leave to go train. And you're not leaving permanently. You're just leaving to go to another gym to get some extra training in. Marcus felt that that was disrespectful to his gym.
I feel the same way.
I don't at all.
I haven't trained in another jiu-jitsu school since Fabio. Even though there's more that are convenient, that are more around, that we know everybody in the space. They all invite us to come and train and grapple. But it's just, it's that honorary thing. It's like, that's my school. That's my coach. I don't want to be unloyal to those guys.
I believe, and this is obviously objective, and I believe that every person who trains with their trainer, who they love, mm-hmm. There's a difference between liking your trainer and loving your trainer.
Sure.
I loved my trainer.
Right.
I think David Vieira is the best jiu-jitsu guy in the world. I believe that. Doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
But I believe that. I don't think it would be disrespectful if while David was here, and there is rumors that he is coming back, and if he does come back and I do start training with him again, I don't feel it would be disrespectful to go elsewhere. You know, if I had the opportunity to go train with Eddie Bravo or Romero, or I don't think it's disrespectful at all. It's just adding different tricks to your tools.
Sure. Like different arsenal to your weapon.
And I also believe, no, I'm going to lie. I said that once to Shane Grossman. Honestly, he's like, what, have you been lying before?
right.
You know, so I try not to say that. I believe that it would be wrong of any coach who would make you feel bad for going to another gym to train. Now, again, leaving.
I mean, I guess it's different back in the day, like the Cobra Kai and, like, you know, like you didn't cross enemy lines and go to the dojo.
First of all, that's Cobra Kai. You know, try telling Martin Cove you're going to another.
Right.
You're going to go to Miyagi.
Right.
Now,
see, but that's the way it was.
No.
All, like,
I disagree.
Individual camps.
I disagree. I think if you went to Miyagi and said, I'm going to go train at a different gym, I'm not leaving you, Master.
Mr. Flyswatter.
Flyswatter. I'm taking the Flyswatter with me, but I'm not leaving you.
Right.
I think that's the difference.
I'll be honest.
Martin Cove would kill you.
And yes, I have been lying to you before, but I'm going
to
be honest.
You lie to me on a regular basis.
All the time. And so, but at least I'm consistent. And I honestly, the reason I don't train at other dojos or jiu-jitsu schools.
Because they won't let you in.
One, they don't let me in. Two, I only have gis that have Fabio's badging on it. So I don't want to go into, like, someone else's gym wearing someone else's logo. You know.
Oh, so you're a wuss.
What do you mean?
Well, no. First, you're saying you want to be loyal to your guy.
Right.
Absolutely. You got to wear that gi.
But I want to train with other people. I want to learn new skills. I want to, like, train with, like, Tito Ortiz and, like, Chuck Liddell and those guys. Like, I want to train. I mean, if you can give me a couture, we can go out next week and train in Vegas. If you know anybody.
I know nobody. And luckily,
Randy,
it's break time.
He shares a name with you.
Just in time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
How about that? Not only Jason Sheff, but Chicago music.
And you love music.
Of course I like music.
But welcome to the program. We have Caitlin Cookhagen coming in from Vegas, ready for UFC 255. Welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. I wanted to get into a couple of things. We're broadcasting, as we do each and every Wednesday, from Torta Pizza Pizzeria here in St. Pete. Matt has no idea because he does, you know, no research at all.
Zero.
Tell him about your pizza background.
My pizza background? Oh, I'm huge into pizza. Like, I live on Long Island, New York, so definitely have a lot of pizza spots. And, you know, I think I know good pizza.
Didn't you also have a pizza record from back in the day?
Not that I know of.
Well, I thought somebody told me there was a pizza-related issue. But go ahead, Pizza Man.
Yeah, so Caitlin, I am known around the world as the guy who invented the pizza diet. And I literally...
Nice.
Became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza. So if you ever need any tips on how to cut weight going into a competition and want to keep your favorite meal on the menu, you hit me up after the show and I'll help you out.
Okay, that would be amazing.
And anytime you come to St. Pete, you're in Tampa, you're on vacation, you get down to the beaches, open an invite for you and your team, your crew, family at my restaurant. I'll roll out the red carpet and we'll toss some pies in the kitchen.
Pizza is really the only subject Matt can talk about. That's why I figured this would be exciting for him that he could talk some pizza with you before we talk some fights. I believe this is your third fight since the last fight I was able to cover, which was your fight in Houston. How has the adjustment been since this crazy world that we're now living in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of crazy since COVID started. I've had this will be my third fight. Obviously there's no fans and everything like that, but I've adjusted pretty well. I think it's pretty, I like it, personally a lot better. I wish we weren't in this situation, but, coming to the fight, it's just you and your coaches. There's no distractions. It's just kind of come in, do business. You can't go anywhere, can't do anything. Sometimes the only part that sucks is like right after your fight, when you're done, you usually meet up with all your friends and your family after the fights and celebrate. And we're pretty much just back to our hotel room quarantine and ordering delivery. So that part's a little bit different. But other than that, I like it. I like my training. First of all, living in New York when the beginning of the COVID, there's no traffic because no one's out. The trains are empty. So for me, commuting and traveling to training, that's kind of nice. So for me, my daily life hasn't really changed. It's just kind of became a little bit easier.
You know, as much as I miss covering, I've covered the UFC longer, I believe, longer than anybody in the country. I go back to UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one I covered in person. I like watching it with no fans there. You can hear everything. You can see more things. I also like being asleep before the press conference gets over because I'm already home, and that, which is kind of selfish. But, I do enjoy watching it without fans because I think you can watch the fight better without the distractions of the noise and the crowd and, get in the body bag and sweep the leg and all that stuff that we've heard since day one.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think. And then the post-fight interviews are nice because they do it separately and you can kind of hear hear what the winner has to say a little bit more and kind of get more in-depth with them. And I think from watching it, I like it a little bit better. And then from fighting-wise, I definitely prefer it.
Before we talk about the fight on Saturday, just a couple quick questions for the national audience to get to know you, who may not already know you. One of my favorite questions, dinner for four. You're going to have four people come over, living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family, can't be teammates from the gym. Who would you have over for dinner?
Okay. I would probably have Post Malone, Donald Trump, Tim Grover. He's like a Michael Jordan's kind of like mental coach and stuff. And I read a bunch of books with him.
We can keep it at three if you just want it three. That's
yeah. Those are solid three.
Okay, there's your solid three, and that way you'll be able to spend more time with just those three. A concert in your backyard. Yeah. Same thing. Band can be together. They can be passed away. We'll go three this time. Three bands that are going to perform in your backyard.
Okay, probably Post Malone again. I really like him. The Beatles and Alabama Shakes.
What order? Well, a lot of people don't like talking fights, so we'll get to know you a little bit better. What order is it? Is
probably going to be? The Beatles first, then Post Malone, then Alabama Shakes.
The walkout band and starting with the Beatles. Interesting. What do you watch on TV? What do you watch, or listen to relax, when you're just trying to chill and not think about, the job at hand on Saturday?
I'm into like a lot of shows. When I'm like mindless show, sometimes I like just mindless shows. Like I'll watch anything on the Food Network, like Chopped or Beat Bobby Flay. Or Shark Tank, some of those where I can kind of watch and I've probably seen before, but I don't have to totally pay attention to. I can just relax. And then, like, in-depth shows, I just finished Yellowstone and The Queen's Gambit. Those two I really like.
What about the insanity of, what is it, 90 Day Fiancé?
90 Day Fiancé, I definitely love. But the problem with that is I have to watch that when my husband's not home. He's like, no, definitely can't watch that. And so I usually have to wait till it's on, and then I binge it like on a random like Tuesday afternoon.
Has he watched any episodes at all?
No, he can't. He's like, I put it on before, and he's like, I don't understand how you can watch this. And I'm like, it's so good. You get so sucked in.
It's awesome. It's my favorite show. And I swore that I would never watch it. And my wife had it on, and I would always leave the room. And it's like, this stuff is gold. It's so good. Most fun you can absolutely watch on TV. What about memorabilia? Yeah. You know, see fans all the time back when there were fans, you know, hanging out in the lobby, hanging out at the elevator to get autographs and pictures. Do you collect anything, whether it's your own gear or your teammates' gear, or maybe it's not even MMA related?
I save all my stuff, like all my walkout jackets, but now it's getting to the point where like I kind of have so many. This will be my 11th UFC fight, and for me, for like my jackets, I can't really, it's hard for me to give them away just because they're like girl smalls. And so actually I started recently, I gave some to my niece and nephew. It's definitely way too big on them, but now they wear my stuff every time I fight. So at least I've found more people to give my stuff away, because I'm starting to run out of, the first two were really cool, but now I'm starting to run out of room for it.
That's awesome. No outside of MMA, whether it's, you know, from those bands, I mean, something you'd like to get from the Beatles, or if you could get one piece of memorabilia from absolutely anything, what would interest you?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, maybe like a guitar or something from the Beatles would be pretty cool. I could put that in my office. I feel like that would be pretty, like, anytime someone come over, I could brag about that. I think that would look pretty cool.
Very cool. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, great answers that you know, keep me going to asking this question. So I asked a friend of mine, played in the NFL, played for the Bucks. I said, what piece of memorabilia? Because I really don't want anything. I go, I get that. But if you could get any piece of memorabilia, what would it be? And he thought for a second. And he goes, Jesus Christ sandals.
Okay, wow. That definitely tops my guitar.
Well, the guitar is pretty cool. The guitar is pretty cool. But I'm like, yeah, Jesus's sandals would be pretty cool, whether you believe or don't believe or whatever religion. That would be a cool piece of memorabilia for sure. How will you get through the next couple days, relaxing-wise, or do you want to, you know, isolate and think about the fight on Saturday, or do you want to kind of not think about it after today's media day?
I kind of like to not totally think about it. I mean, I like sitting in our hotel room, being quiet, alone, not having to, you know, where I can not be distracted by other things, but I can just relax, watch TV, and, like, kind of, you know, not put so much pressure on yourself. And, like, you think about it a little bit, but not too much.
Bob, final question before I ask you about the fight itself. Craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight? You know, have you caught yourself daydreaming? Have you caught yourself, you know, hearing something, you know, from a fan? Or what's the strangest thing that comes to mind that's happened in the middle of a fight?
I definitely always, I mean, this isn't one particular fight, but one thing I always like ask other people that I fight with, I'm like, do you ever like think about other stuff? And they're like, no. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, the one time I got in my Valentina fight, I remember I got this, like the highlight of the fight where I got kicked in the face. But, I remember when that happened, I was like, I heard like the ringing noise. Like, I heard, like, a ringing noise when I was in my ear, and I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what it's like in the movies, like in a boxing movie when they show someone getting hit and you hear the ringing noise. I'm like, that's so crazy. And I was thinking that in the middle of my fight. I'm like, that's so crazy. Whoever, like, did that exactly knew what it sounded like. Like, when you hear that all the time, I'm like, it's exactly like the movies. And then I was like, wait, all right, let me keep going.
Let me get my attention back into the fight. That's perfect.
Yeah, let me focus.
What can the fans expect to see on Saturday when you get back in the octagon?
They can expect to see, like, a high-paced fight. I mean, me and Cynthia definitely are both good strikers. We both love to go on the ground. So, you know, I think it's going to be a true, like, mixed martial arts fight where you're going to see every aspect of fighting, whether it's standing or on the ground.
Let me get back to, you know, your food network question. And I, you know, don't love talking about food when, you know, the athletes are cutting. But what is your favorite food? You know where I'm going with this,
right? I think my favorite food is probably, like, homemade sauce. So, you know, homemade sauce with, like, pork. When I make it at home, I put, like, sausage, pork, meatballs in it. And I like that with rigatoni.
You can tell, you know, that Caitlin's genuine because it's sauce.
Right.
You know, yeah.
It doesn't matter what it's on. It's just
the reason that I ask that is I always like to thank the athletes when they come on. So for coming on, and I do want to thank you for coming on. We're going to send you some gear from 8 Man Strong. But because you're a Food Network person, we're going to send you some cupcakes from Wicked Good Cupcakes. They were on Shark Tank. If you watch
that show.
Oh, my
God, that's amazing. I've never tried them. I know exactly what you're talking about. That would be awesome.
So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address and all the info, and I will get your cupcakes ordered today, and they'll be waiting for you when you return next week.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you.
Caitlin, before you go, I just had one quick question. You know, like from a fighter's perspective, I know your opponent that you have in front of you is the next, you know, all your energies go into that. Yeah, obviously, you have to know her background and her history. But since she was the headliner against the Jessica I fight that she won, does where she's fought in the fight card, does that play any factor into your preparation for this fight? Like, does it amp you up even more to take her out? Or are you respect the fact that she's been a headliner before?
I don't really, you know, for me, I've been a headliner, I fought for the title. So, you know, I don't, you know, as nice as possible, I don't really give her respect in there just because to me, it doesn't mean anything. I'm ranked above her, so she has to be, I know she wants to fight for the title, but she has to go through me. And I think she's going to be looking at me as like, oh, she's a more experienced fighter and she, you know, she's fought more top ranked opponents. So yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
It was great. I was just curious about your answer. And Caitlin, have a fantastic fight camp or a week. a prep week.
Yeah,
we appreciate you coming on the show.
Have fun on Saturday. We're going to put you on hold real quick to get your address for the cupcakes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Caitlin. Looking forward to Saturday night. Wished I was there.
It's a great fight card.
But glad that I'll be, like I said, in the chair.
And we got to run down the fight card because we got some legends on the card.
We need to hit this break and then we need to get back on schedule. So we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm jamming.
You are?
Come. Did you get the Rick Barry or did I?
You did.
I don't even remember yet. Rick Barry's a legend.
I've never met Rick Barry.
Rick Barry is the man. Underhand free throws.
The Hoosiers, the old Hickory.
Yep.
That's a classic.
You know, honestly, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that's by far.
Jimmy could shoot that three, though.
All day. And then Steve Alford did it in real life.
And when they do the about getting rid of the coach, and they take the vote, and the coach gets voted out. Gene Hackman,
right.
He's gone, and everybody cheers. And Jimmy goes, "I think it's about time I play some ball." And the guy, my wife hates that I can recite stuff. I can't remember to take the trash out, but I can recite certain movies. And Jimmy stands up and goes, "I think it's about time I play some ball." And the guy goes, "See, I told you, once you get rid of the coach." And he goes, something like, "Coach stays, I play. Coach leaves, I leave." And somebody goes, I think it was his mom or something, goes, "I think we should re-vote."
Sounds like America today.
I didn't even think about that till just now. Wow.
See, history. If you don't, you're doomed to repeat the past, or what do they call it?
I don't know.
If you don't learn.
Did you watch any of the Masters?
No. I can't.
Why can't you watch the Masters?
It's so boring. I mean, it's baseball's boring. Watching golf.
I think watching golf is better than watching baseball.
It's a toss-up.
I think, and you know whose birthday possibly might be today? I'm going to wait just in case, because if it is this person's birthday, I may reach out to him after the next break.
Okay.
And you know what? I started to, and I didn't know if Caitlin really cared, but you know, one of my favorite things when we do interviews or chats, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
What's one of my favorite things that I always bring up?
To give out cupcakes.
Alumni.
Oh, alumni.
Alumni.
The school that they went to.
How about this?
Okay.
This is some of the alumni of the college that Caitlin went to.
Okay.
Caitlin went to Fairleigh Dickinson College.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here are two. I didn't write them all down, but there was a few that were pretty cool. One, Vince Namoli.
From the Ridgemont Times?
No, Vince Namoli from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Oh, I thought it was.
How about Seth Greenberg, former USF coach we've had on the show before?
All right.
So two Tampa Bay ties from Fairleigh Dickinson.
Okay.
Not Riley Dickinson. He's racing the Porsche.
He is racing the Porsche.
Totally different. So I did get that. I did think that was kind of cool and interesting. How's your honor doing? Have you talked to Judge Platinum?
I have not talked to him. He has not updated his social media account yet.
Okay.
But speaking of golf, I actually hung out with, well, I guess I'm not allowed to say I hung out because of COVID, but I was...
Did you have a mask on?
I was. And we were social distance outside. But I met Jasmine. Oh, man, this name. This is a name. Suwanapura. Suwanapura.
Okay.
But she is on the LGPGA or LPGA.
LPGPA.
LGPD. Look, we're all politically correct. I don't care what your sexual preference is. We love everyone. But she's on the LPGA. And she's in town, so she was in my neighborhood block party this week. And
our block party's legal. Well, it's Florida, so it's legal.
Yeah, it's outdoors.
It's DeSantos.
It's Santos.
He allows it.
Yeah, but aren't we locally under Democratic jurisdiction? Can't they shut stuff down locally?
Well, they did over in Tampa.
Well, we're the same here.
But doesn't it flow up? It doesn't flow down. It flows up. So if I'm assuming, I mean, we could call the judge back,
right?
But I'm assuming if the city, it's illegal, but it's legal in the county.
It supersedes the local ordinance.
Maybe. I don't know.
Then county and then state and government, federal.
Now, are you only allowed six per room or six per house?
I mean, then what are they going to do? Arrest you, put you in jail with other people who have COVID.
Right.
So but they were letting inmates out because of the inhumane treatment.
Isn't Oregon, though, the state that's now allowing heroin misuse?
Yes, under 49 tablets or under 30, under 40 tablets of OxyContin, you don't get a ticket. It's $100 fine, but you don't get arrested.
But you get arrested and go to jail for having Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I love this world we're in.
I heard Jeffrey Epstein just got COVID.
Probably.
He's not doing well.
He's hanging around, though.
Yeah, he is hanging around. He's always hanging around.
He's always hanging around. Everything about him is always hanging around. All right, you wanted to
Yeah, the fight card. Man, this is a great card.
Because we have something cool coming up in 5 minutes.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you may not be able to do the birthday challenge or birthday wish or whatever, but with him on, because I have something special in about 5 minutes.
All right. Wow. I just want to run this card down.
Yeah, do that.
All right, Google.
For somebody that's coming prepared, you're not very prepared.
It's Google. It's not me.
Maybe if you printed the stuff.
Print.
You're an idiot.
You want me to print? You want me to kill trees?
Oh, my God.
Have you learned anything about socially acceptable, Randy? So Saturday, November 21st at the UFC Apex, your main event is Davison Figueiredo versus Alex Perez.
I love when you put your names.
Davison Figueiredo?
Go ahead.
Why do you say his name?
I'm not going to attempt it because then you can yell at me.
Deviason?
Go.
You're a co-main event. Possibly the GOAT. Possibly the best Valentina Shevchenko versus Jennifer Maia. I mean, anytime you have a Maia coming out of Brazil, it's a threat. I mean, that's a banger. That's a fight.
Isn't that a stereotype that you just said?
What? A Brazilian Maia coming out of Brazil?
Yeah.
That's
a stereotype.
That's a generalization. But if you come from that lineage, if your name is Maia and you're Brazilian, you're a UFC fighter or MMA fighter, you have a certain standard you have to hold up to. Don't you think there's added pressure for her to be a Maia from Brazil, whether it's blood related or not?
No.
Whether 23andMe connected them or not?
No. I think
Ancestry.com.
I think the pressure would be the same. It's the same pressure you put on yourself. I don't think it should.
Really?
It's just like tagging out an 8-year-old at home plate. It shouldn't be a problem.
If your name was Randy Manning and you played football and it was a quarterback, you don't think there'd be like an extra motivation from within to make it to the NFL?
Did you ever see Eli? Did you ever see when Peyton was on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Did you see his speech?
Yeah.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
So he gets up there and he says, being a Manning has, it has its pros and its cons, and there is a lot of pressure. You know, my dad, Archie,
right?
You know, and he goes through Archie's things and Cooper, you know, Cooper was going to be the best Manning.
That's what they say.
And then, he got injured and et cetera. And then he goes, my younger brother, Eli and blah, 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 blah. And, these are my things. My mom, what a letdown. It was pretty fun.
That's pretty good. Your third fight of the night, the welterweight division, Mike, the Platinum One Perry, otherwise known as Judge Platinum versus Tim Means.
Sometimes you ask questions because you want to know the answer.
Right.
And I was disappointed.
That
Robbie, for whatever reason, and I don't know the reason, and, Robbie and I are, let me see, how do I?
Acquaintances?
Is that what I'm going?
Maybe in between acquaintance and friend. What would that be?
I don't know. We need to figure that out. I was on a very enjoyable elevator ride with Robbie Lawler and Joe Marquardt, which we've talked about in the past, and Matt Hughes. It was quite tremendous in New Jersey. I enjoyed it. But that was a fight just because of names, just because, Robbie comes to bang. I'm not saying that Tim Means isn't and Walton doesn't, but, you hear Robbie Lawler and you hear Judge Platinum, and we got to get that started.
Well, that's why the
President Grossman, Eric in Denver, our boys in Iceland, we got to get that going.
But that's why selling the fight, having a big character, not just going in and showing your skill on fight night, but actually being a promoter, being a Conor McGregor, a hype man, that's what sells fights. That's why you get those kind of, look forward to that fight because of the two names.
True. You have to have the hype, but, Judge Platinum said, you got to come and produce as well.
Sure.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to win all the time. And Dana has said that I would rather have an exciting fighter come bang and lose than have somebody, go easy, go the safe route.
Right.
Why does GSP come to mind?
Because he was on, they showed every one of his early fights yesterday on when I sent you that message.
Right.
Because I didn't know they were doing advertising on the back they were stamping their bodies with like.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Of course.
I didn't even realize.
And you paid extra. It was like real estate.
Yeah.
And when you sold the advertising, it depended on where on the shorts as to how much you paid.
But this was on his back. Like they tattooed it. Like they stamped it.
They had stuff.
Like, yeah, like they had ink or whatever.
Right. They had that too.
And so,
there were some famous tattoos that were put on.
Because I saw the ink and I'm like, I don't remember GSP having a back tattoo like that.
Yeah,
so
quite a few.
And then the fight was going on and the tattoo started to fade. Right. I'm like, wait a second. Like that's advertising.
And what's funny is it depends. It's not necessarily funny, but depends on the fighter. So like for somebody like GSP or even Matt Hughes or Mark Coleman,
uh-huh.
You know, the rear was very valuable because they would always ground and pound. They would always wrestle.
They're always,
always on top.
Right.
But, you know, if there's guys that are more strikers or whatever, the front would be more valuable
sure.
than the rear. So it was quite interesting. And I remember back in the day I had helped some people, Tim Sylvia and Sam Hoger and some others, you know, get some sponsorship. And it's all about real estate.
Yeah.
All about real estate.
It was really cool to see.
All right. Well, we got to hit this break so we can stay on schedule we do have a little surprise coming up.
Let me just run in the last two fights. Caitlin Kukagan versus Cynthia Cavallo. And the light heavyweight is Marcio Shogun Hua versus Paul Craig. That rounds out your main fight card.
Shogun's still around, too.
Shogun, a legend.
God.
Like, it's going to be a banger. Saturday night, you don't want to miss UFC 255. From the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be back after these messages brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
All right, we are back. Final segment here coming to you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. You know, a lot of times, just like in life, we take things for granted.
We do.
Right?
Of course.
How am I taking Alice Cooper's liner for granted? How is that not a top 10 liner?
That has to be.
It's Alice Cooper.
That's your boy.
But you take it for granted. You know, it's just like another liner.
Right.
It's
right.
Alice Cooper.
That's a big name.
Oh, my God. You know who's on the line with us right now?
I do not.
Another big namer.
Who's that?
Let's go to the phone lines. It's another legend, Dave Manley.
Oh, Dave.
Randy, Naked Pizza. How are you guys?
Oh, Randy.
I'm Randy.
Oh, you're Randy.
He's
Dave. What's up, Dave?
All right. I normally don't like to do this. I don't like being nice to Matt. Matt doesn't deserve to be treated well. But there's some people in this world, and Dave Manley is one, that likes to include you in things, Matthew.
Okay.
So, straight from California, there is your Daniel Cormier.
What?
Bobblehead.
Christmas has arrived early this year. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Randy.
Oh, I hope you like it. You've always been a big supporter of Naked Pizza, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate both you guys. But, yeah, enjoy.
So, Dave, you made the announcement a couple weeks ago. You were scheduled to be on last Wednesday. Hurricane decided to treat us a little roughly here, so we were not on the
air. Right.
Talk about the process. Talk about you know, how Daniel was involved in this and just another awesome figurine from MMA Bobblehead.
Oh, hey, thanks again for having me on, Randy. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I made the announcement a couple weeks ago. I've been sitting on this announcement for a long time. I knew Daniel was coming. I've been working on the Daniel for so long. But, guys, some of these athletes, they are on another level of superstardom, and that equates to them being busy and hard to get a hold of. And Daniel is just so busy. He's getting tugged in all these different directions. And, you know, I was making it during his first fight with Stipe, and then it translated into me making it into the second fight with Stipe. And, you know, then the retirement talk, and then he, you know, had another child. So, you know, I was very low on the priority list for Daniel. So the day finally came. It was really exciting, and I'm just really happy that, you know, I would never dream that I would be able to make a Daniel Cormier, you know, and I think a lot of MMA fans could probably relate that Daniel's a great guy, and Daniel is somebody that a lot of people look up to, not for just his athletic ability, but who he is as a person. So I'm really excited for this one. Randy, number 12.
You know, we've always talked about how much the athletes participate, how much they, and, you know, you've always said that, you know, they sit down with you and, you know, they talk to you and they give you, you know, ideas. How involved with how busy DC was, how involved and what was his first reaction when he first saw it?
His first reaction was that he loved it so much that he invited me to the Fox studios to watch him film the Fox show, I forget what it was called, the MMA Tonight or whatever. And I thought that was just such a great honor. He put me on the list, invited me to the green room, spent time with me in my dressing room. We went over the whole bobblehead and the concept. He couldn't have been nicer. It was just me and Daniel. At one point, it was me, Daniel, John Anik, and Kenny Florian all just hanging out in the green room. And just us four. And it was like in a locker room, you know, just hanging out, like back in the day when you were in high school or whatever, just busting balls and just having a good time. And, you know, it's just moments like that where it's just really surreal. But to answer your question, he was as involved as I, you know, wanted him to be, and as much as he wanted to be. He, you know, we did a lot of back and forth through mail. You know, he approved the prototypes and things like that. But, yeah, he was great the whole time.
You know, I appreciate the softball pitch that you just threw me, because you talked about, you know, busting balls, and Derek Lewis gets back in the octagon, I believe it's next weekend. And so I'm curious, you know, what that does for sales of not only all your bobbleheads, but his bobblehead leading up to a fight, you know, with him being in the media and being, you know, even more exposure over the next week.
It's everything, Randy. It really is, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, some of these guys, when they fight and they win, it's an instantaneous correlation with sales. I mean, as soon as they win, like Bruce Buffer hasn't even called them out yet, and all of a sudden I'm starting to see sales. But conversely, it's the other way as well. It's opposite. So if a fighter loses, I mean, it can just be crickets for a long time. You know, I don't want to name names or anything like that, but really, really see it when a fighter loses versus they win. And so sometimes, Randy, on the business side of things, you know, there's always my fandom side, which is I'm just hoping and praying, you know, that they win, because I've gotten to know these people and I feel just a little bit more invested in them, not because of the business, just because I consider them a buddy. You know, I'm hoping that they win. But if I put my business hat on, man, am I really hoping that they put on a good performance or, you know, win the fight.
What happens if, and I know you got something, Matt, but, you know, I'm older and I'll forget. What happens if, like, say, Derek Lewis was to fight, a heavyweight that you do have another bobblehead of?
Daniel Cormier.
Daniel Cormier. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to put him face to face on my Christmas tree now that I have both ornaments.
That's perfect.
They're going to be squaring off in a few weeks.
Then what do you do? Is it kind of like, who's your favorite child? Because let's be honest, we all have favorite children.
Right. Well, Randy, you know, so far I've been lucky and that has not happened. Yes, they fought before in the past, you know, Randy fought Chuck, you know, and Derek fought Daniel, but it has not happened so far where there's two active fighters that I have two bobbleheads for. I can't imagine what that's going to be like, you know. It's going to be very surreal. The closest it came is when I had Jorge Masvidal and Nick Diaz was cornering, you know, Nate. And at the time, I was dealing a lot with Nick and a little bit of Nate, too. I'm trying to make the Nate bobblehead as well. It's not finished or done yet. But, you know, so that's an interesting dynamic. You know, it's like, hey, who are you pulling for? You know, you just have to kind of like sit back and enjoy the fight.
So Dave, since you mentioned the Diaz brothers, I would like to throw in an additional Diaz for you. Ulysses, the monster Diaz, who now owns the record for the fastest knockout in BKFC history at 3 seconds.
2 to 3 seconds.
So, I mean, I don't know if you're only going to stay in the UFC and with that promotion, but have you looked at other combat sport iconic images outside of the UFC?
It's so funny, Naked, how many messages I get from people who want a bobblehead made out of the craziest thing. Mostly pets. Mostly people want a bobblehead made out of their dog or whatever. And, you know, I tell, you know, the company's called MMA Bobblehead. You know, it's just like, I don't know where you get to that I'd make a dog out of you, but, or a dog for you. But, you know, people want their pets. People want, you know, all kinds, their boss and all kinds of things. And that's cool. And that's, and I totally understandable. But I just don't do that. But as far as making Ulysses Diaz and stuff, you know, I'm not sold out of Cowboy Cerrone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sold out of Chuck Liddell. You know, I only made 1,000. So it's, you know, on the business side of things, it would be a little bit tough to make, you know, a Ulysses Diaz, because a lot of time goes into this and a lot of money goes into this. And, you know, I got to at least try to come close to breaking even.
Well, what if who's the richest man in the world? He makes like $1,800 a second.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. What if he calls and he wants his dog made and he'll pay the price? Just ask him.
What's your dog's name, Jeff?
Thiago Alves, the pit bull.
What kind of dog? What kind of breed is it, Jeff? I'll get started today.
But do you think it's Dave? So from a standpoint, do you think like getting behind a young up and coming star like a Sugar Shane O'Malley, and hoping that he has the legendary career that, you know, he's built to
it's a difficult foresee? You know, I'll or, answer for Dave. Or, it's a or, difficult business decision.
Or do you go with a legendary figure that have already retired that people don't really know as current people watching on ESPN? They don't know the Dan Hendersons and they don't know the Tank Abbotts and the Don Fries,
Kevin Hackney.
Kevin Hackney, whoever that guy is.
Yeah, you know, to answer your question, what do you think, Randy?
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, I think part of it is how far back we're going, because unfortunately, a lot of the new young MMA fans, and I think I've told you this story before, Dave, we were at an event in Tampa, and these two mid-20-ish people, huge MMA fans, said, hey, by any chance, are there any, you know, UFC people here? I said, yeah, former champion. And Sean Sherk, they go, who?
Mm.
You know, so it's a difficult call. Now, I'm not
There's
saying that
definitely
Sean
a recency bias, especially when you know, it's a demographic that is mostly purchasing these bobbleheads, which is, you know, 25 to 35 or whatever. A lot of these people don't know who Hoyce Gracie or Tank Abbott is. They just don't. It's not a clown on them or anything like that. They just don't go back like we older fans do. But to answer your question, I would love to invest and make a Bryce Mitchell bobblehead or Sean O'Malley bobblehead or some of these up-and-comers. Cheeto Vera is one that comes to mind. I love that guy, but there's just only so many amount of hours in the day, and I only got so many amount of dollar bills in my pocket, and I got to make the best business decision that I can. But quick story, a guy called me from, you know, Nebraska. He owns 12 car dealerships, and he's an MMA fan, and he made me a pretty lucrative offer, just to get back to the Jeff Bezos kind of joke, but he made me a pretty lucrative offer to make a few hundred bobbleheads of him, and I was right on the fence there. I mean, the money that he was offering was was pretty good. It was about a year into the business, and I just had a, I thought it over, talked to some friends about it, and I just decided against it because it would take me away from what I was concentrating on, and that was building a business and trying to make the best MMA bobbleheads out of MMA fighters possible.
Awesome. We are almost out of time, but real quick, Dave, how can people get in touch? How can they purchase either the Cormier or any of the still available bobbleheads?
Thank you, Randy. So the biggest thing right now that I want to talk about is the Christmas ornaments that I make. I make little 4-inch Christmas ornaments out of all these fighters. They're all handmade and hand-painted. They're about $20. You can't go wrong with these. So if you want to throw up a Christmas ornament on your tree, go to MMABobblehead.com. You can follow me on all my social, just MMA Bobblehead. My next fighter is coming out. I'm making an announcement on December 6th, and this will be my last fighter for a few months. I'm going to take a break after that, but thank you very much, Randy, for having me on the show, and thank you, Naked Pizza. I appreciate the support all year.
Dave, have a great night. Enjoy the fights on Saturday, and we will talk soon. And real quick, I know we're out of time, but you can also hang the Christmas ornaments from your rearview mirror.
Absolutely.
You know, I know we do that. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests. We are out of time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.